And at 29 minutes to 3 o'clock on a Friday afternoon, it's a good afternoon and welcome to the afternoon show brought to you proudly by Bidvest McCarthy Toyota Bolito. I'm Dave Charles, and with me in the studio, a very special guest. He's been in before, Mike Gahagan. He's the king of the road and the trail and the beach, and in fact anywhere where people enjoy walking and stretching the legs to, I suppose, celebrate life. That's what walking is all about. Mike, welcome to you. Nice to have you along for the ride.
Lovely to see you, Dave. Thank you.
Now, we're going to be talking about something that's very close to your heart. It's another episode of the Philokalee Trail about to be launched. Tell us about that.
Yes, Dave. So, by the way, I mean, your branding includes Love North Coast, and that's what the Philokalee Trail is substantially about. It was started 2019, and so it goes into its sixth year with some amazing achievements and a huge amount of followers walking our beaches. And this year we will be starting on Friday, the 26th of September, finishing on Monday the 30th, 4 days, starting in Umtanzini and finishing in Sinkwazi. And I can break it down into more detail, but that's just to give you the overview.
Okay, so I presume by now you're pretty well subscribed. Have you still got space for more?
Yes, yeah. It's going to be sound a little bit bad, but you know, there are a lot of late starters, and I think we knew it with your event a few weeks ago. A lot of people book at the last minute, having organized things with friends, family, groups, businesses, and also their travel and accommodation type requirements. So the answer is yes, we are taking in lots of bookings, but we're by no means full. So there's lots of space still.
And what can those that are listening and are not familiar with the Philokalee Trail, of course, a lot of folk are repeat offenders, so to speak. They've enjoyed it so much that this is, I think it's your third or fourth.
No, this is the fifth. In 6 years. Yeah, we had one bad year because of COVID.
Okay. So many folk are doing it again and again because it's awesome. It just really is well organized and a fabulous way to see the coastline in good company, etc. But for anyone listening to this wondering, how challenging is it? This is important, different levels of fitness, etc.
Yes, so if I was to break that down for you, the answer is walking on a beach is very different to walking on a road or walking on a track or even doing trail runs. It's a different type of exercise by virtue of the fact that normally on our coastline, we've got sloping, soft sand beaches. So there are demands on different parts of the body, especially if you're walking, let's say, left-handed, right-handed, you're walking north or south, and you're sloping on the one side of your body you're not normally using. In other words, you're used to flat surfaces. So the answer is yes, it is. It requires more fitness than normal walking. But, you know, we're out there for the beauty, and so many times the passion about what we enjoy and the things we see and the people we're with en route take away some of the pain, if I could call it that. They bring you a new strength, their inner strength.
Well, yes, there is that. There is absolutely that. The support and the camaraderie and the fellowship, all of those good things. But clearly, one, if you're not fit, it would be pointless to even try.
It is demanding. And on two of the routes, basically the 22 Ks, Umtanzini to Amatakulu, and then Amatakulu to Tugela Mouth, there's 22 Ks each day, that's a Saturday and a Sunday, and there's no exit points. In other words, if you are walking from, let's say, Schlange to Bolito, you can say, I'm going to get off here. Yeah. You know, there's a road and I'll get somebody to pick me up, etc. But on those two routes, no, there's no exit
point. So once you're committed, you're in.
Once you start, the gun's gone, if you know what I mean, you get to the finish line.
Yeah, or you go back, but it's pretty much much of a muchness. You're still in for a long haul. So, yeah, it is for those that are able-bodied and fit. So there it is. Now, what in the form of accommodation, if any, have you organized and food, support, refreshments? Do you have to bring your own?
So the answer is, having done this for many years now, what we do is we give people alternatives and choices. We say we've spoken to farmers in the area, Airbnbs, whatever, and these are what some of your alternatives are. You can make your own. So some people will even say, listen, by the way, I just need to explain this as well, Dave. You don't necessarily do all 4 days. You might say I only want to do day one or day two or day three or day four or day one and three or two and four, whatever suits your personal work issues, family issues, other
time availability.
Things, time and availability. So quite a few people will probably, possibly be traveling each day. They drive home because remember it's a more or less a morning walk. You start at 8:30 in the morning and you'll be finished by 11, 12 o'clock.
Interesting point. If you park at Umtunzini, for example, how do you get back to your vehicle though?
Okay, so now that's where you work as a team in groups. And very often we have the, let's call them the transporters as opposed to the walkers.
Ah, okay.
So you've got a family going and the one partner says to the other, you do the walking, I'm going shopping or I'm going to go and fish or whatever, and I'll pick you up at the other point.
Good.
So we often have those combinations. Some people would do it as a business activity, strengthening the bond in the team, and they'll do it as a team effort, and they'll have an appointed driver, an appointed place to meet, etc.
Okay. So now, in terms of, you know, we're living in a country where people are concerned about safety,
yes,
always.
Yes.
How safe is it?
I'm very pleased to tell you that that particular routing that we're going to do, I must actually break the routing down a bit more carefully for you. But by and large, that part of the North Coast, you don't see anybody. There's nobody on those beaches, if you know what I mean. That's 44K beach stretch. And that actually sounds like, well, is that threatening? But the answer is no, there's nobody there. They don't go there. You might see a Nguni or the equivalent on the beach for some particular reason, but you very rarely see people. So I'm going to say, from a safety point of view, it's all good. And also what I'm going to say, the way we organize it, and don't worry about me being in the front and somebody else being in the middle and whoever as a sweeper at the back, we always have a team of people in communication with each other. Listen, Dave's dropped a bit back. Let's check on Dave. Is he all right, etc., etc.? Sue's too far in the front. Let's ask her to rein it in a bit. In other words, we try to keep people within a reasonable viewing distance of each other.
Mm.
So nobody's isolated.
Talking about viewing distance, what is there to see on the routes?
You know, we've been so lucky. I can tell you amazing stories and some bad stories. When I say bad, disappointing, drowned animals, marine life, washed up dolphin or a washed up turtle, etc. But, you know, we've never not, so fingers crossed, because I should never say never not, i.e. it can't happen. We've never not seen whales, dolphins, and so on and so on and so on. So, I just want to quickly break into splitting it up because I didn't start with the detail, but we've changed a little bit this year. So our first day, 15 kilometers, is in the nature reserve at Umtunzini, and it's going to be on the lagoon, walking the mangrove forest, walking a little bit on the beach, but that's just to say for those who aren't going on the Saturday with the full beach walk, this is what this gorgeous beach looks like. Back into the forest, and then we're full of bird life. Amazing, amazing palm nut vultures.
It's not all on the beach?
No.
Okay.
I've changed it this year for a specific reason, but we're going to do a stretch day one, 15 kilometers through the nature reserve, Umtunzini.
Wow.
22 Ks the second day on the beach, 22 Ks the third day on the beach, and then the fourth day, i.e. Zinkwazi, we're not going through the Tugela Mouth River this time. And it's only so when you mention the word safety, I wanted to bring that in this year because there was a drowning that occurred there about 3 weeks ago, which you might remember. But we're not going to cross through that river. We're actually going to, instead of continue south, we're going to go further south, i.e. Zinkwazi, walk back on the beach towards the south side of Tugela Mouth. And then I've got a fantastic guy that I met a couple of weeks ago who said he's giving us access to his farm. Obviously cane, land, sugars, and forests, and he's going to let us in, and we're going to go and do some climbing through the forests on the north side of Zinkwazi. Absolutely amazing, amazing views. If you ever wanted to understand Zinkwazi well, go up and do that walk, because at the top highest points, you will see the amazing features there.
Wow. Well, it seems like it's going to be extraordinary, as generally speaking, the Filokali Trail has been touted to be. Extraordinary, challenging, demanding, but ultimately extraordinarily satisfying once you have achieved your goal Are you doing this in a sense to support any particular organization?
Yes. So every year when Nikki Williamson started this, it was all about raising funds, 100% donations from what is brought in to various charities. Obviously, each year it depends on how much we get in. So in other words, we're not going to promise people a lot of money if we don't get it in. So it's all subject to, yeah, to how many enter. And also the number of organizations is subject to how much we get. So we're not going to give somebody 500 rand, you know what I mean? It's like got to be a decent amount of money to actually achieve something.
Yeah.
So amongst, I can't commit in terms of who will be decided on at this point in time, but let's call it we have a short list of people we would like to donate to, organizations. And one that will definitely be on the list is the one we were passionate about last year, and that is Oceans Alive and the Turtle Rehabilitation Program that we got ourselves in last year and we've been raising money for ever since.
Well, I think you and your team of volunteers are awesome, doing fabulous work to both support the environment and create awareness, and also to create opportunity for people that just love being out and about in this glorious part of the world that we call home. My very special guest, Mike Hagen, he's a walker.
Dave, I'm going to close off if I can. Just take one more minute of your time.
Sure.
Because we don't do cleanups on our walk. You know, you can't do that distance and be picking up the terrible, terrible stuff that gets washed up all the time or comes down the rivers. And next week, starting Monday, is international, cleanup recycling week. And it starts on Monday and obviously finishes on Sunday. It's a week. And what I've done for this month only is our monthly beach cleanup, which is would normally have been the end of September, September the 30th. We're bringing forward to next Saturday. It's going to be Saturday the 21st, which is International Beach Cleanup Day.
So that's next Saturday.
Next Saturday in Ballita.
Starting at the car park at the end of it's the Fochleroo car park, it's called. It's the one just before the Zimbali fence. And from there, you proceed down to the beach and along that magnificent stretch, tidying it up. It's actually looking rather beautiful at the moment. I was down there, looking over it today, and I was very impressed to see. It's looking gorgeous, and I think largely thanks to your efforts and the efforts of those that care to give their time and spend a little bit giving back. It's a very important thing to do, so do remember that. We'll give you a couple of reminders as we go during the course of next week, as it's important to have a aid memoir, as they say. But that's where Radio Life and Style comes in. Mike, lovely chatting to you, and more strength to you and the Philokalee Trail and the cleanup next week. Let us know how it goes.
Thank you, Dave.
Oh, and by the way, if you've just joined us and wondering what this is all about, it'll be up as a podcast, my chat with Mike Hagen. It'll be up very shortly, and you'll be able to share the love, share the podcast, see a photograph of Mike, and a beautiful picture of his Adopt-A-Beach pebble that has made its way along with him. It looks fabulous. So thanks again, Mike, and that podcast will be going up very shortly. It's